The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington, or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, don't panic running for your bus. We're just a little bit late with Harley today, but here he is. We've got him nonetheless now. It's awful stuff in Virginia, Charlottesville. Harley.
Well, yeah, it is, and it's quite the situation in the country in some ways, because we've got protesters in front of President Trump's home in New York and elsewhere around the country. Of course, this is over the rally in Virginia that began as an angry demonstration against the eradication of Confederate monuments from public view and degenerated into rioting with counter-demonstrators. These were mostly white people versus white people, by the way. It was punctuated when a white demonstrator ran over people in his car, leaving death and injury in his wake. Now, some people have been focusing support for the people who the white supremacists didn't like, of course. Other demonstrations are pushing for the removal of the Confederate monuments.
That's the issue, isn't it? The Confederate General Robert E. Lee. But we had this earlier this year where there were protesters in London trying to get rid of Cecil Rhodes, the statue from Oriel College. We've got people in Australia here wanting to remove Australia Day. I mean, this is what the cause of the problem is. I mean, the decision in April by the council there at Charlottesville to remove the statue of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
Well, you don't have to be a white nationalist to think that the eradication of any monument to the men and women who served in the Confederacy or who led it is wrong.
Correct.
You know, a lot of people think that's political correctness run amok.
Definitely.
Attempting to rub out or recolor, if you will.
I mean, it doesn't justify the violence, but I'm just saying.
No, of course not.
It's a provocative act.
Well, and the pressure right now is on President Trump to more specifically call out the people who did it or the man who drove it, and therefore to say that they were wrong.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so, I mean, it's fair to know they're saying you've got to call it terrorism, which I find interesting, too, because it's murder and attempted murder charges.
Yeah, it's not terrorism, it's murder.
But a lot of people seem to find it more politically satisfying to add terrorism to the
But you
list.
Can't resort to violence every time you confront something that you don't approve of.
No, it's certainly true. I mean, there's no question.
I mean, that's
that.
The guts of it, and that's what President Trump should have said. You can't. There's lots of things in this life we don't approve of. You don't resort to guns and knives and killing people. It's just that's what's sickening about all of this. But a provocative act by the Charlottesville mayor or the council there to remove the statue of Robert E. Lee. Oh, what a world we live in. Hey, look, wildfires. You and I talk about this all the time.
Well, here's the short stroke on the Western wildfires so far. More than 37,000 fires have burned more than 5.2 million acres this year since the beginning of the year.
Oh.
There are 49 large fires burning across 9 states right now, with hundreds and hundreds of firefighters, probably in the thousands when you count them all up, fighting all of those fires. And, this happens every year.
Every year, I know.
A good-sized country.
Every year.
Millions of acres every year, and yet it keeps growing back. Thank
and,
you.
And it's still home to some people. They keep going back. It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Harley. Lovely to talk to you, albeit a little bit late. There's Harley in the United States of America.